Hi guys, it's Megan Segura.
And it's Rachel Roberts.
And we're here with Bravo's official podcast, Daily Dish. We're digital producers at BravoTV.com, and we're coming at you from Bravo HQ at 30 Rock. Today is a reunion palooza.
Woo!
We're talking all things reunion. Real Housewives of Atlanta, Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But then I also want to talk about a shocking moment from Real Housewives of New York.
Some of you might have noticed, hey, there wasn't an episode this Monday. Well, that's because we're changing the game. We're doing it once a week because we want to be able to talk about everything.
At once.
At once.
Yeah.
Why limit ourselves? Yeah.
Okay, so Real Housewives of Atlanta, should we dig into first impressions on the looks?
Yes. I thought that length on Kenya was perfect.
I agree. She should wear her hair like that all the time.
The same with Phaedra. This is the best I've seen her hair. It looked so pretty.
Yeah.
I loved Portia's hair.
Short and sassy.
Yeah, I agreed that it looked like Halle Berry. I didn't see the comparison to Candy season 2.
Or... yeah, because that had like red in it.
Right, or it had that like blonde.
Yeah.
And it was more like spiky, and this was more... curly.
Right. I think Annie was just trying to be shady.
Oh. But if you guys disagree, you can always head to bravotv.com/TheRealHousewivesOfAtlanta and weigh in yourself. We have a poll about that very thing.
A lot of Chateau Charest discussion.
Yes.
And Moore Manor, which I'm happy we dove into because that was so much of the season, and the whole montage they played of all the times Kenya has called it something other than Chateau Charest.
But I will say that I think that Charest, Andy said that Kenya won for like names of things, but I think Charest wins for hashtags, because if you look at her tweets and her blog, she'll just hashtag like a down in a ditch hashtag. She just has a million amazing hashtags, so I say go back, read her blogs. It's awesome.
And apparently we're not done with the accusations because there was a lot of talk about liens on houses and who had a mortgage and who didn't.
Guess what? I could pay for my house, though. I don't have a ton of tax liens. Do I have a mortgage, honey?
Do I have a mortgage?
Liens. Pay your bills.
You had a lien too, honey.
I have not one lien. Don't even try it.
Well, Rachel and I know a lot about Bravo. We know nothing about, real estate terms.
When I went to look it up, I didn't even spell it right. Apparently, it's L-E-I-N.
Oh, not L-E-A-N?
No, I looked up L-E-A-N, and that resulted in nothing. And Google was like, do you mean? I was like, oh, I guess I did.
Well, so we Googled it so you don't have to.
Right. Apparently, a lien on a house is when a creditor puts out there that you owe them money. Like, an official document that says you didn't pay me something.
Interesting.
And you can put it against, like, someone's house or whatever.
Right.
That's what I gathered from my research.
Right. But we still don't know who has a lien on whose
house. And what about this tuxedo, or the man that lives on Tuxedo Street, or whatever that was, that apparently bought Kenya's house, or...
sometimes they just get so ludicrous that, like, it... maybe it is 1,000% true, but, like, it doesn't sound like it.
Right. Any longer, it would have been, like, short and stout teacup conversation.
Exactly.
Where you're just throwing out Marvin, man that lives on Tuxedo Street. It was pretty amazing, though.
I think I always want to revisit the Phaedra and Kenya beef. I don't know why.
From 2014?
Yes, because... that was pretty crazy when you look back at certain clips.
Right, and I love that Kenya's just like, it's old news, we can't talk about it, let's move on. I'm like, of course you want everyone to move on from that. You were the one, and she admits this, like, in the wrong. She's like, I shouldn't have been texting him.
Right.
Even though it was just friendly.
But see, that's where I think it's interesting, is she's no longer saying...
I didn't text him at all, or...
oh, yeah, or, like, there was nothing inappropriate. I wasn't flirting. Now she's just like, look, that was a long time ago.
Right, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But the whole time I kept thinking, of course Phaedra's always going to bring that up and always going to think about it because it's her marriage.
Right.
Like, of course. Of course.
Andy putting pressure on them to pray about it?
Oh, my God. That was interesting. And he was shady, this reunion, yeah, in general. Like, when he was like, well, we're in a semicircle right now, Phaedra.
I know. He was in either a playful mood or just, like, trying to stir it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little bit of both. Free Co was brought up again, which is one of my favorite sayings I've ever
Cynthia
heard.
Said her hair was to look like a Free Co.
Oh, okay, so Cynthia's hair was looked like a Free Co. And her whole outfit I loved. Like, that velvet blue was just beautiful. But then also, it was Kenya who was like, you want to have two personalities. She's like, I know the Southern Belle. I know the Free Co. And then there was that, like, Dubai comment from Phaedra.
Right.
About, so what did Kenya do in Dubai?
Again. Again. These just insane allegations that may be true, but they sound pretty ludicrous.
And we saw the beginnings of this, why do you make excuses for Phaedra, Portia? Like, why do you always take her side? The beginnings of maybe Frick and Frack.
Cracking.
Maybe cracking.
Oh, don't
say
it.
Which just, like, breaks my heart.
I know.
But yeah, we'll see more of that, I think, next time. But at the end, just because I think Donald Trump might be a theme this week, I loved that Candy was like, if we were not friends, I would not have given you $5,000 for the Celebrity Apprentice, which I know it was the Arnold season, but
Still. There's a link in there somewhere.
Right. And I agree. Like, it's not like she gets charity every day. She was giving it for Portia. So I think it was just to set the tone that, like, Phaedra might be manipulating a little bit. Or that's what she was insinuating with
Are
that.
Are you giving things away, Rachel?
I'm just saying that. I think that's what she was implying. Like, if they weren't friends, she wouldn't have done that. So where was this whole thing? Why was Portia so upset with Candy? Piggyback that ass up.
This is only part one of
four-part
reunion.
Historic.
Right. So, guys, pace yourselves. It's a sprint, not a race.
And
what is it?
It's a jog? What is that saying? Producer Grace, what is that saying?
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
But in, like, Louboutins.
Yes.
And I will say our friends that were there were like, so they were already like 8 hours into it before the big crazy explosion, and already so much had happened. So, like, it's just going to be.
Yeah.
It's only the beginning.
And I'm not even sure what episode Bob comes in.
I'm not sure either, but we've already heard a little about that from Sheree when she was in the office this week.
Yeah, we talked to her, and let's let her tell you about the reunion.
So, Sheree, we wanted to talk, obviously, about Chateau Sheree, the big night and
the
everything.
The big reveal.
How did you feel going into that night? Were you just, was it like 5 years in the making?
It was so many things going through my mind, you know, because these girls can be so shady. But
right.
At the end of the day, I was happy to, you know, to finally completed it and just wanting to, you know, share with everybody.
Right. Did you expect Kim and Kenya to happen? It was crazy, their argument.
Yeah, no. I had no idea.
Right.
That, you know, that would happen or that. No, first of all, no one knew that Tacky Kenya would go into the basement. Like, who goes into someone's basement? Clearly, the party is on the main level.
Right.
You know, but, you know, that's just, you know, she is.
Do you think Candy was being shady, or do you think she was just kind of being
collateral damage?
Candy was kind of being dragged, like, come down here with me.
Right.
Yeah. Candy knows better. Like, you know, I've been to these women's homes, and I would never go other than the place where I'm supposed to be.
Right, of course.
I'm just not that person.
You might find
sex dungeons. I do have some manners. And exactly. And I could have been building one in a basement that was a secret that, you know.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
No one wants to know about anybody's sex dungeons, or maybe Kenya did. Maybe that was the plan.
That's what it was. I think she was looking for my sex dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Or a place to store her home when it starts raining.
Right.
No, she was in a ditch.
I loved that you ended that argument by changing your outfit and doing the big reveal.
Yeah.
It was such a great way to break the tension.
Yeah, you know what? I'm like, this is my night.
Yeah, they can't upstage you.
Yeah, they can't upstage me. So I take this off and give them a little body.
Well, I'm taking a cue from you. Anytime I'm arguing with someone, I'm just going to change my outfit.
That's what you do.
So historic 4-part reunion.
Can you imagine? So can you imagine being there? Like,
I mean, you guys, you filmed so late in the night, right?
Yeah, it was almost like, it was like a 20-hour day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Kind of walk us through it. Fans are, I think, just so curious about what it is to attend the reunion. So, like, what time do you start? What's sort of the vibe throughout the day?
Yeah, I think we had to be there around 8 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
8 or 9 a.m. And when I tell you, I don't know about all the other girls, but I really can't sleep the night before a reunion.
Mm, I can imagine.
Because you already know that the shit is about to go down. Like, something's going to happen. You're going to have to rehash all of this stuff that, you know, you kind of may not really want to talk about again, but you have to. So it's really a nervous kind of anxiety that kind of comes up, you know, I think all the ladies kind of get it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not fun. No one's looking forward to the reunion. So when you get into the reunion, you know, you go into glam and, you know, you may have a little breakfast and then they come and say, this is the moment. Prepare yourself. It's about to go down.
Right.
And then you're about to shit your pants because you're like, okay, I know somebody's coming for me. I know somebody's coming. And you kind of, but no one will expect it to hear that juicy tea that broke during a reunion.
Oh my God.
That was like the most.
Great.
Oh my gosh. I mean, just new levels like never before or imagined that this could be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Happened.
Okay. Well, with that said, can you tell us who the reunion was hardest for?
I would definitely say a couple people. I would say definitely Candy and Portia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say them too. I mean, I had my moments too with, you know, my ex. But I think we're able to get it out, talk about it. And I'm glad he was there because I think he needed to be there to tell his, you know, his side and for us to, you know, get it out. I buried it for so long and just, you know, talk about it. Release.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because we saw in like the little teaser for the reunion that Andy really does go there with Bob. So it was a good thing for you then.
Yeah.
You were happy that
it was therapeutic. I tell everybody, I never would have talked about this. You know, it was something that he kind of alluded to. No one's ever heard me talk about this. I mean, I've been on the show for, nine seasons. And it's something that I never would have talked about because I have kids and, you know, at the end of the day, I have a family and that's not something that, you know, I wanted them to know or was really, you know, I just didn't want to go there. Mm-hmm. So he went there and then, you know, of course, Andy went there because Andy goes there. That's what he does during these reunions, you know. And, it was good. I needed to talk about it. I needed to release because I didn't realize I was holding so much pain and hurt still inside of me. I mean, I would go to this after the scenes, I'll go to the store or, you know, I'll be out and I have women come up to me. Oh my gosh, I just want to hug you. And then I start crying in a freaking store.
Oh.
I don't want to cry in a store.
You just want to go shopping.
I just want to go shopping. But it was good. And I think it was really helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, that go through similar situations.
Was it tough to convince him to go to the reunion or was he wanting to go?
No, I think he wanted to go. I think he, you know, again, a lot of people don't realize. They're like, well, why did you say that? Why, you know, why? Not just that, but sometimes when you're taping, you forget the cameras were there.
Right. Mm.
So I had a conversation with him and I think that's kind of like he didn't, and by no means was it right, you know, what he said. And he probably would have never said it because we never, you know, talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of just forgot that he got in the moment.
Right.
And you
forgot,
you know, you forget that the camera's there. So then at that moment, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You have to talk about
it.
It's there.
It's out there.
You
now.
Put it out there. I didn't put it out there. You put it out there. So now we need to discuss it. But it is good for me as well because I think for me to be the best woman that I can be, not just for myself, but for, you know, a man in the future, then I need to be over that. I need to, you know, move past that and, you know, just kind of deal with, you know, that pain.
Do you think you, if and when there's a new season, do you think we'll see you move on with someone else?
I think so.
Someone else in your life right now?
Possibly. Oh. Yeah, I'm definitely dating and, you know, it's been good so far.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we love to hear that.
The finale was such a callback to us of like season one. Because I don't know why, like seeing Kim and you together, but also like you having a big party was just like in season one. And we just recently rewatched it. So do you still talk to Deshaun?
I don't talk to her often. No.
Yeah.
And every now and then we'll run into each other. But I definitely reached out to her to give her to invite her to the housewarming. But it was the same day as her son's birthday.
Oh.
So she couldn't come. But yeah, she definitely wanted to come, but she wasn't able to make it because of her son's birthday.
Oh. Well, seeing Lisa Wu there was awesome too.
Yeah, we were so excited.
I was so excited to see Lisa. I love her. And, you know, I also invited Nene, who wasn't available as well. So I wanted to bring everybody back, like all of us, the OGs. Like, we did this. This
That'd
is our
amazing.
Platform.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she got closure. That's all I cared about, because I'm Team Sheree, always.
I know. What a sweet woman.
She's always so lovely and pleasant when she comes in.
And she looked amazing. Okay, she was wearing, when she was in the office, the same
rose gold, like Birkenstocks.
That Kyle Richards wore in the first episode of the season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
So yeah, fun fact, she had a jumpsuit that matched. It just looked really good.
Really good. It's time for the next reunion.
In our reunion palooza!
Palooza, palooza. Can we get a sound effect, Grace?
Reunion palooza.
So, I mean, this was all about two people.
Yeah, Sheena and Shay.
Sheena and Shay.
All
Shay
day,
FK.
All day. Yeah.
It was, I was like riveted watching this.
This was, it was not only crazy to watch at home, but clearly you can feel the tension that was in that room because it was all over everyone's faces.
Right. I loved when Stassi was like, I'm worried for him coming out here.
Yeah.
Because we all love Sheena and we haven't seen him.
And, I mean, Stassi looked super uncomfortable. James looked really uncomfortable. And Jax was just like, you could tell, we should not be witnessing this right now.
Right. I mean, like, how crazy is it that the first time that they had seen each other since that day was again on camera?
Which you totally know because Sheena, first of all, had a huge reaction to, like, knowing it was about to come to the time when they film.
Right.
But then she catches a glimpse of him right before the filming starts, and she's like, oh, we got a haircut.
Life is so good right now.
You got
you're so
f***ing happy. Oh, when she said that, I was like, it was just like that, oh, you got your ears pierced.
Right.
It's just like, ah.
What did you think about it?
I think going into it because of the finale and hearing that he emptied out her bank account and all of that, I was like, Shay. But then you really see that it's two people. They both hurt each other. Admittedly, Sheena was like, I went in because I got hurt. And I don't apologize for doing what I did because I did it to hurt you. And that's what I did.
I know, because when Shay says, I was already a year sober when she said on camera that I had a problem with pills. And he said, it's because you had too much pride to admit I was texting another girl.
Right.
And then she goes, yeah, because I didn't want all the people on Brandy's side to tell me that I
like,
got
karma.
My karma.
Ugh,
it
was
just insane.
Right. It was like, it was just so crazy that it all goes back to Brandy again.
And
I then
know.
I kept thinking that it always goes back to, well, you brought it up on camera. Because that's what people get so mad about.
Right.
It's like, you don't go after the kids. You don't bring up drugs. You don't do those things.
I don't know. It just made me sad.
It just, no, the whole thing, it was very like War of the Roses. And just very, all of those divorce movies, Kramer versus Kramer, just like all very sad. It was just sad to watch like the end of two people that I think truly did love each other. And I think that, like, when Shay was like, I will always love you, I was like, oh, I think I started crying.
But
it was just...
why I almost get upset when Sheena's like, we gave it one hell of a shot. I'm like, no.
Did you?
Yes. Like, you, there's still something there.
I just want to give a quick shout out to Potomac this week because Monique Samuel's mother-in-law, who is amazing, by the way, says something that, like, marriage is a commitment to the other person, that, like, you could have a shitty sex life, you could go through hell, you could do all of this, and the point is that you stick together. Not everyone can do that, but that's what marriage is.
Yes.
And I feel like it was speaking to this week's Vanderpump Rules.
Right.
And I was just like, it's not always going to be easy. And they were only together for, like, 2 years, and I can't imagine 3 months into my marriage finding out that my husband was addicted to pills.
Right. And did they say when the text messages started?
I was kind of fishy on all the timelines.
Yeah, me too.
But it just was sad. It just was like hard to watch.
What about when she was like really fidgety and like doing her makeup and her hair?
I was so glad Andy was like, Sheena, get it together. What are you doing? Because I was like, what are you doing, actually?
Sheena, you're obsessively doing your hair and makeup over there.
Yeah, let it go, Sheena.
What's going on?
I'm very uncomfortable.
It must have been like
a nervous tick. Yeah. Because I was like, do you realize how this makes you look right now?
Yeah.
That you can't even bother to listen to this man who used to be married to?
And what makes it worse is it was as he was talking about finding a real connection with this other woman.
Well, what about, will you follow him on Instagram?
I don't know who he is. I don't care to know.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
Who? I don't.
Rob.
That's the guy you're dating?
Mm-hmm. You could visibly see him getting punched in the gut. It was too much.
You guys can't see me right now, but my hands are over my mouth just, like, shaking back and forth because I'm overwhelmed by it.
We're both, like, teary-eyed talking about this.
It's just so sad.
It is really sad.
But I hope that Shay finds happiness on this Bone Thugs and Harmony tour.
I know.
Like, good for you, Shay. Get out there. And I hope that you get your addiction under control and, like, all of it. I'm, like, on team both of them to, like, find happiness.
Totally.
I don't even know how to move on because I'm, like, seriously about to cry.
No, wait. I really want to talk about James.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't see what happens on lunch breaks. That much is clear.
Right.
Usually,
but
from our experience at reunions, usually, at least in housewife world, they will retreat to their green rooms by themselves.
And married to medicine, so I assume it would be the same for Vanderpump.
Yes, but apparently some of them ate lunch together, maybe.
All of them, maybe?
Because Kristen called out the fact that James had a vodka soda at lunch. And man, oh man, you could see the difference right away.
Right, because it went from like jovial joking, cracking jacks up to like, when she was like, you're seeing red.
To him saying, the one and only, how dare you interrupt the one and only James Kennedy.
Haters, man, you don't come up to the one and only James Kennedy after a bloody performance.
We didn't even walk over to you, though. You walked over to us.
Kristen, you love the performance, bro. When we were together, all you used to praise about is how talented James, I was. And the second we break up, that's when you start shitting on me. Shut your mouth. You're irrelevant. Okay. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, there it is. See in red. He had a vodka soda
just
at lunch.
Just shut your mouth.
Hit the fan.
Fine, you know what? Over it.
James, did you have a
I'm
vodka
more talented
soda
than
lunch?
This entire bunch.
Did you have a vodka
together?
Soda at lunch, James?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Right. It's not that he gets mad necessarily. He just gets like high on himself.
Yes.
It's very like, I'm James Kennedy. I'm the white Kanye West. Look at me. I'm top man, as he would say. And I was kind of like bummed for James because when he was in the office and we talked to him about going back on Watch What Happens Live, he was like, oh, no, I'm very nervous about it. And I really hope I don't mess up.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I hope. I was kind of like, oh, no, don't mess up again.
Right.
Don't go there. You're doing so well, James.
Oh, James.
Oh, James Kennedy. Now that's a top man.
Top man, he's a bad man, she said. Let me on your jet and I'll get you well fed.
Sad the show's over, but
yes.
Guess what?
What?
We still have Jax and Brittany.
Ah!
Take Kentucky.
take Kentucky? Because I think that's something that's interesting is that the whole show came out from the last time they were together. Britney sent production a funny video, and they were like, this is a show.
I know.
I loved that. If you're interested at all to hear what Jax thinks about this new series of his, check out our previous episode. He's dishing all the dirt on it.
Every time we interview Jax, we get so much good info.
Right. It's like, oh, did I know I was going to talk about how you and Britney Spears' video for her tour? No. But I'm so happy that came out.
Sometimes Aaron listens. Aaron, my husband. And whenever Jax is on, he's like, it's very clear you're in love with him.
That's hilarious. My boyfriend listened to it and said that we have radio voices.
I agree.
But we're not done with Reunion Palooza quite yet.
Reunion Palooza.
Because there's another reunion on Bravo right now.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
But first, a word from our sponsor. This episode of The Daily Dish is brought to you by The Evil Eye. From the Real Housewives of Orange County.
I love that episode so much. Well, actually, there's a few of them where Evil Eye comes up. I love all
of
them.
It's like multiple seasons.
I want that Evil Eye hat.
Yes! I went to Turkey, and they have Evil Eyes, like, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought everyone in the office one. Because I was like, it was during that season.
I didn't get one.
Well, I didn't. You weren't here yet.
Oh, okay. Should we start an Etsy shop where we sell items we talk about on this show?
I think so. Right. I think that's perfect.
Listeners, if any of you happen to make Evil Eye hats, contact us. So, Bev Hills.
Yes, yes, yes.
The bunny.
The bunny. Oh, my God. I agree with Andy that it's just so funny.
It's just so, like, WTF.
That long shot of it just sitting there next to that weird vase of, like, two flowers. Because what everyone doesn't know is that off camera, there's, like, an entire room full of other things that could have been on the set because they designed the sets, like, that day.
Right.
Or that night before. So it's, like, everything you would want in your house is just, like, there for the taking, really. And every time I'm like, I could use that vase.
Can I know. Because they bring, like, 20 extra vases that you never see, but that are amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because I was at the reunion, I was in a room watching on a screen as it was happening with a bunch of people from production and from Bravo. And as it was happening, it was just like, what? Like, just to be there as it's happening, and you're like, what is happening?
And then what did people think about Lisa Rinna's reaction? Because that's not at all what I thought was going to happen.
I didn't either. I thought she was going to laugh.
Me too.
And be like, you're so crazy, Kim.
I was surprised. And I had just written down before this bunny thing happened that I was so surprised that Kim was so positive about Lisa Rinna when he was like, do you think she'll always disappoint you? When Andy asked, do you think she'll always disappoint you? And she was like, no, I don't think that at all. I think she's a big heart and she had these like lovely things to say about Lisa Rinna. And then the bunny, and then it, and maybe that's why it hurt so much because they were in such a good place.
Yeah, I think that was like, that's what messed up Lisa Rinna is everyone thought, even like in that moment, I thought Kim was going to say, I was going to give this back, but you know what? We're making progress today. I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to give it to my grandson. But then she flipped it and is like, so here you go.
But it made so much sense to me after when she was like, well, I hope it does hurt you, or something to that effect, because she said, lies, cries, denies.
Yeah.
And I think that, and PK even said it early in the episode that, like, I've seen on the show that, like, you can do anything you want. You just apologize and it's fine.
Right.
And I think there's a little bit of that going on there. Not with Lisa Rinna, but that's what Kim thinks. So I think that she was like, well, if I do this, maybe you'll actually hear me. But it was, I don't know, the timing was not perfect. And Kyle's face.
Oh, God, Kyle's face. I will say this was actually toward the end of the day. So even though it's in the second part, it was really toward the end of the day. So I think there's also a lot of, like,
fatigue.
Yes.
Yes. It's just, like, she's been through so much. And then this from Kim, who she thought she was in a good place with, who just said these nice things about her.
Yeah.
But that one single tear,
right.
I was like, I cannot believe this is happening right now.
Okay, this is also what I think is funny. Just from a visual standpoint. So I'm in the screening room, and what is, I didn't really know this before, but I think each housewife has someone on the production team that's really, like, their person. Okay? Like, someone that they work closely with. So Lisa Rinna gets upset. She's like, I need a minute. She walks off stage. Someone from production walks out of the room to go find her.
Mm-hmm.
Then Eileen is like, I need to go talk to her. She walks off stage. Someone else from the screening room walks out after her. And then the same with Kim. I was just like, what is happening?
We're losing people one by one.
I know.
That's hilarious. But that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, I am curious to see how it plays out because I didn't see the conversation that Kim and Lisa had off stage.
Oh. Well, what were they like when they came back?
Still just upset.
Oh, yeah. So, Brammy didn't go so well.
Yeah.
Because I thought that she was like, can I talk to you? No.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, I didn't see that part.
Right. But we're missing a key moment from this episode that we haven't discussed yet.
What?
Donald Trump.
Again.
Again, I told you, it all comes back. Apparently, Kim Richards could have been our first lady.
I know. If only.
If only.
That was so surprising.
I loved the photo, too. There was, like, photographic evidence. So I think it was more than one dinner, Kim Richards.
How old do you think she was in that photo?
35.
That's specific. I
don't know.
I just meant, like, I wonder at what point in her life she was dating him.
I think that looked like the 80s, maybe early 90s.
Yeah.
That's when I would. So I don't know how old she was in the early 90s. Maybe I'm, like, aging her. Sorry. But like a fine wine, you get better with time, Kim Richards. Shout out Ramona Singer.
All right. It's technically not a reunion, but I think we need to talk about Real Housewives of New York.
Because I have a feeling this is going to get brought up on the reunion.
Right. That's nice.
We're going to do something different this time, folks. I haven't seen this episode yet, and Megan has. And so we're going to watch it together and experience it for the first time.
How's Bryn? Good. She's getting big now, right?
She is. She's 6.
So she's in private school now, right?
No. She's in first grade, but she's in public school, which I love.
So I just know, like, I know, like, stuff has resurfaced in the, from, like, your past with stuff. And I just know, like, when I, one time with Avery, someone showed her an article about one of my friends who was, like, kind of had naked pictures. And somebody in school, like, showed it to her, and she called me up, like, appalled. Has anybody approached Bryn with anything?
With what about?
You're in the press now being naked and doing soft porn. Has anybody approached your daughter? Have you explained to her the situation?
Do you think Luann knew?
Yeah, she got
approached. No, I'm asking.
Diane Sawyer came to her school yard and actually approached her.
Oh, Bethany.
No, kids talk. Like, kids are very sophisticated.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Diane Sawyer came.
All I'm saying is, like, so you're saying she's too young. You feel she's too young.
Yeah. This is 25 years ago.
No, but it's in the press now and someone may show it
to her. So what am I supposed to do?
Like,
I was in a movie when I was trying to be an actress in L.A. And I was laying topless in a scene on a rooftop.
Oh, no, the famous sex scene.
And another one when I was, which is great because it shows that my boobs were, like, big, which I like.
So what are you asking? Did anybody approach your daughter about her being naked in a movie?
Do you bring this up as something positive to share? Is that your
Yeah, what is this kid angle?
This is something that's going on in your life. If I can't tell you, okay, you got two new dogs that you didn't tell me about. It's written in the paper.
These dogs! She's so mad about the dogs.
All I'm asking is,
so let me get, let me
just say you didn't have a conversation with your daughter because you feel she's too young. And I said,
of course she's too young, she's 6.
Say, oh, you know,
Show a 6-year-old. It's very common in 6-year-olds, to bring up
the older kid, Ken, a 10-year-old or a 9-year-old.
That would be a normal 10-year-old to walk up to a 6-year-old. Hi, you're in first grade. Do you want some candy?
Do you want to know
about your mother's wreck?
Now you're being so freaking sarcastic.
Something stupid like that. I had no idea that anyone would even bring it up, nor would I have cared. If someone said, what about that movie with your boobs hanging out? I would have laughed. I would have joked about it. I would have made
right,
a bunch
but
of
then she went in for the
jokes.
Kids.
Ramona
and that's where it got weird.
To embarrass me right. through my daughter, who's in first grade, is even low for Ramona, which
yeah.
is low.
Yeah, rule number one, Ramona never bring up the kids.
Already. Appreciate it very much, thank
rule
you.
Rule number two, don't bring up cocaine.
Beth, thanks, just to stop. You're being really weird.
Thank
so
you.
Weird.
Tricky.
Now, see, you're getting defensive, and I really don't like it, okay? I really don't appreciate it.
I'm definitely
yeah,
not
you
concerned
are.
About
and
it.
And if I can't tell you what I'm thinking, and without your attacking and being, like, really
when
weird...
When have you not told us what you're thinking, Ramona?
Yeah, so why yeah. is that wrong? I think in life, things happen for a reason, and you learn from it.
Wait, but did the guy go on to
get that seltzer.
You
she's like, I need something.
She had an opportunity. She
no, it
had,
wasn't
she
porn.
Money,
it wasn't
it was
porn.
Good.
It was a cheesy movie.
Let's face it, she's being a B.I.
A B.I. A B.I.
I think it was in your breath.
Like, really?
Well, I don't think she wanted you to bring up her ex-porno life. I think she's a B.I.
What is actually happening?
I can hear every word.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, like, how did this turn on Luann? Because she's, like, talking to Ramona?
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, I don't think she wanted to.
But they always.
Ex-porno.
Don't.
And then she's
in the well together.
Did you guys realize that I can hear every word? I thought you wrote a book on etiquette. What was your book about?
To us. We could have a whole conversation. You're right.
It's fine.
I'm, yeah, I'm you're talking saying, about me and I can hear every
no.
word.
But
you know what? I would say the same thing to you. Is that a wrong thing to say?
In front of me, but not to me? Yes. I mean,
no,
it's just,
I was
it's a little bit.
To, I was
rude.
Saying
I'm just saying
to Ramona,
from a person
because you're not.
Anytime you're with the person
yeah,
and you say
her.
She,
yeah,
not good.
I think that she yeah. might be upset and embarrassed. Is that a wrong thing to say?
Is that a, what's the face you're
I mean,
making? I'm confused. Are you dressed right? up for Halloween right now? What is that face?
You
look a little
no,
bit.
No, I'm like pissed at
why?
You, actually. Because I think your attitude is quite unacceptable, and I don't like it.
Right, right.
Let's talk. So, tell me about Victoria. I can't engage
oh
over here.
God.
This is a witch over here.
I know.
Okay, listen, sweetie. I've just been called a witch and wicked at the same table, and that I won't tolerate, so I'm going to go.
Wait, what's happening?
I've just been called a witch and wicked. I'm going back to the house. It's good to
I'm
see you.
Being wicked isn't bad.
Yeah, you can say, you don't have to leave with me. You can leave whenever you want.
Well, you should.
But no one's
staying together.
No one's going to, no one's going to call me a witch and wicked. That's not going to happen.
How am I going to get?
I think you guys
worse.
Should work
You've
on your next
worse.
Etiquette book together. I think
yeah,
it'll be
that...
amazing.
Oh, God. That was crazy. I love that the line, though, for Bethany is being called a witch and wicked. Like, that surprises me.
I think it's
I
more
think it
so
been the kids.
That they're saying it, again, right as if she's not there.
That is so crazy. I mean, I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have done exactly what Bethany did. It's like, hello.
I kind of
I'm
liked
right
it.
Here.
Like, the just like... No, I don't have to be here, and I'm not going to sit here for people just talking about me. Like, they were being just, like, very mean girl almost.
Right. But I think that was, like, Ramona being like, well, I don't want to talk to her anymore, so I'm just going to talk to Luann about it.
Yeah.
And I think Luann was kind of collateral damage, but then they have their, Bethany and Luann have their own issues. And
I know.
Just like, oh, my God. That was crazy.
Roni coming in strong.
I feel like last season when Bethany came back, because she's known for being the person that she is and not taking anybody's, you know, stuff, I feel like S-H-I-T.
As Ramona would say, just the first two letters.
Yeah, the S-H. I think everyone was really hesitant to take her on.
Right.
And I feel like this year that kind of like... Oh, I'm gonna walk on eggshells a little bit is gone.
Yeah.
And people aren't having it anymore. Or it's just they didn't have as much history with her yet again. And now there's more there.
Part of me also thinks Ramona thinks that's a perfectly normal thing to bring up.
Do you think...
I don't... The fact that she then reacted to Bethany's anger, like, what's wrong with you? We can't talk about what's going on in your life?
Right.
Like, maybe she thinks, like, she's really just...
Right, just really concerned about Brynn?
I don't know.
I think she was playing the fool.
But
what? No, I wasn't doing anything.
It's like, I was so on Bethany's side about this, but then they keep playing clips from last season when she's going in on Luann, and I'm like, yeah, I mean...
You sleep with...
everyone. Yeah.
Okay, so as they're entering the restaurant, the guy showing them to their seat is really cute. And Bethany was like, by the night's end, Luann will have blown him.
Hello. Oh, Luann will be blowing this guy by midnight. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Which is hilarious, but not nice.
Right. Not nice is a very gentle way of putting that. Oh, my God. I just, you know, Ramona is someone that can definitely hold her own, and I think that we haven't seen that in a while, so that's been fun.
She's also just being weird. Like,
maybe she doesn't know what to do now. She's like dating. She's like,
just like we're doing the kitchen, the dog thing. Right. Like,
I don't know anything about your life. I don't know. Apparently, you made movies that you were naked and have these dogs. I don't know anything.
This is a fun tidbit. So Ramona sent in her blog last week, and it was very like, you know, normal. Then the next day,
normal.
She was like, "Add this in, please," and it was a paragraph about, I love dogs. I didn't kick the dog. Because I guess she must, I mean.
People must have been like, why did you kick this dog? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's an animal lover.
Of course she is. It's just funny that she felt the need that, like,
Of course she does. People get mad at people for, like, wearing the wrong shoes.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the Carol comment about, you don't have kids, you don't understand.
Oh, God.
When will they not say that?
I know. Have they not read those, like, million articles? Like, things you don't say to a childless woman.
Right. And what does the kids have to do with anything? Yeah. As the whole point is that, like, what does my daughter have to do with this at all?
Yeah.
It's so weird. But, you know, I'm going to give Ramona the benefit of the doubt and say maybe her heart was in the right place.
Sure. Oh, I should also say that, like, so as I'm watching this and Ramona's like, well, you know, those photos have resurfaced. I was like, did they? Because I did not hear about that. So I Googled it.
And
to
we
see.
Would hear about
right.
it.
So I Googled it to see, well, when's the last time this came up? And I guess Radar Online maybe had written something recently, but like that was it. But I saw photos.
Right. Well, from what I hear from Bethany, she looks great.
So there you go.
Yep. What a week. I can't remember a week like this where we had three reunions, four housewives on at one time.
You know, and since we are moving to once a week, I'd love to hear from fans and listeners. What are the shows you want to talk about each week?
What are the questions you want us to answer?
Tweet us at Bravo TV and use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.